来书有一个中心的思想。
And when we talk about the book of Hebrew, we say that there is a central thought.
那希伯来书的中心思想就是讲到一个超越的主。
And that is a superior Lord.
讲到一个超越的救法。
And a superior salvation.
讲到一个超越的道路。
A superior way.
所以这个两个字，超越这两个字，就是中心的思想。
And so the word superior is our main thought.
在第一章里面，我们讲到一个超越的儿子。
In chapter 1, we talk about a superior son.
一切如果没有神的儿子，就没有意义了。
Without the Son of God, everything is meaningless.
我们今天之所以在这里聚集。
Today we gather here.
我们乃是因为有神的儿子的关系。
It's because we have the Son of God.
如果在我们的追求的里面，在我们的信仰的里面，失掉了神的儿子，那一切都是虚假的。
If we have lost the Son of God in our belief, then everything will be in vain.
所以在第一章里面，我们就读到神的儿子乃是这一切的中心。
And in chapter 1, we study the Son of God is the center of all things.
在第二章里面，我们就认识一件事，这个儿子跟我们的关系是什么。
In chapter 2, we understand the relationship of this son to us.
虽然这个儿子是如此的超越，但是他跟我们的关系乃是借着那个完备的救恩。
Even though the Son of God is supreme and he is so superior, but his relationship with us is that perfect salvation.
经过这个完备的救恩，神的儿子跟我们就发生了关系。
Through this perfect salvation, we have relationship with this son.
然后到第三章的里面，我们就发现这个救恩往前再进了一步。
And in chapter 3, we discover that the salvation has moved forward.
因为借着救恩，我们也成为他的儿子。
Because through his salvation, we have also become his sons.
那个神的儿子是怎么样，我们也是怎么样。
And how is the Son of God like? We shall be like him also.
所以我们就成了许多的儿子。
We become the many sons.
那这许多的儿子在一起，就成了神的家。
And when we all together, we become the God's household.
那神的家里面，就有一个好的神的家的仆人。
And in God's household, there is a good servant.
就像摩西在以色列家是以色列家忠心的仆人。
Just like Moses, he was the faithful servant in the house of Israel.
基督乃是这个神的家忠心的仆人。
Christ is the faithful servant of God's house.
为什么神要建立这个家呢？
And why does God want to establish this house?
因为神要得到一个真正的安息。
Because he wants to obtain a true rest.
他要把我们都带到这个安息的里面。
He also wants to bring all of us into this rest.
所以在第四章里面讲到一个真正的安息。
And in chapter 4, we see he talks about a true rest.
我们在第四章的最后，我们曾提到怎么样能够进入这个安息呢？
At the end of chapter 4, we talk about how can we enter into this rest.
第一个，我们要卸掉自己的工作。
First, we need to rest from our own works.
第二，我们要顺服神的话语。
Second, we need to be obedient to his word.
这两件事让我们进入神的安息。
These two things help us to enter into God's rest.
那怎么样我们可以停留在神的安息里面呢？
And how can we remain in God's rest?
也是有两件事。
There's also two things.
头一个，我们要持守我们所承认的。
First, we need to hold firmly to the faith we profess.
因为我们有一个大祭司。
Because we have a high priest.
另外，我们要坦然无惧来到这个施恩宝座的面前。
Second, we need to approach the throne with boldness.
所以在第四章的最后面就告诉我们停留在神安息里面的秘诀就是这位大祭司。
At the end of chapter 4, it gives a secret of how to remain in God's rest, and that is the high priest.
这也是我们第五章的主题，讲到这个大祭司。
And in chapter 5, we begin to talk about this high priest.
所以前四章不过是在铺一条路。
The first four chapters only paved a way.
让我们可以集中我们的注意力来到这个大祭司的身上。
So that we can focus our concentration on this high priest.
希伯来书里面的一个中心的一个论题乃是这个大祭司。
And the main thing of this book of Hebrew is on this high priest.
这个中心的信息乃是讲到那个祭物。
The main message is the sacrifice.
所以他从一开始从神的儿子开始讲起。
So he began with the Son of God.
从这一章里面，我们的注意力就要集中在神的儿子成为大祭司这件事情上。
From this chapter on, we will focus our thought on the Son of God being the great high priest.
对于大祭司，我们都比较陌生。
We are not very familiar with the high priest.
我们不大清楚那祭司的工作是什么。
We're not very clear about his work.
到底大祭司做什么事？
What does the high priest do?
到底祭司做什么事？
What does the priest do?
如果我们读民数记的话，我们就知道祭司做三件事情。
If we read the book of Numbers, then we understand that the priest will do three things.
头一件事情，祭司他们要负责来搬那个会幕。
First of all, the priests are responsible of moving the tabernacle.
当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候，他们不是住在某一个地方住很久。
When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, they do not stay in a particular place for a very long time.
他们在一个地方安营，然后又到另外一个地方安营。
They will set themselves at one place and then they will move to another place.
他们在旷野里面支搭帐幕，所以他们可以很快的 move.
They will set their tents in the wilderness so that they can move quickly.
那每一个人都要搬自己的帐幕，那谁来搬神的帐幕呢？
Everyone has to move their own tent, and who comes and move God's tabernacle?
立位人就是祭司，他们的责任乃是把神 的帐幕从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
The Levites, which are the priests, they are responsible for moving God's tabernacle.
这是他们做的第一件事。
That's the first thing that they do.
第二件事，他们乃是住在那个帐幕的周围的。
Secondly, they live around the tabernacle.
那个帐幕在以色列人整个安营的中心。
The tabernacle is always at the center of all Israelites.
然后祭司就住在那个会幕的周围。
And the priests will live around the tabernacle.
所有其他的立位人就住在立位人祭司的外面。
And all the other Levites will live around the priests.
为什么他们要这样做呢？
Why do they do things like this?
因为如果以色列人不小心碰到帐幕的话，他们就会被击杀。
Because if any common Israelites, happen to touch the tabernacle, then they will be killed.
如果他们的身上有不洁净的事，他们是不能够接近帐幕。
If they're unclean, they cannot come near to the tabernacle.
所以祭司们就在那里成为以色列人的保护。
So the priest becomes the protection for the Israelites.
第三件是利未人所做的。
The third things which the priests and Israelites would, I mean the Levites would do.
他们是以色列人的代表。
They are representatives to the Israelites.
因为按照神的心意。以色列人的家，每一家投生的那个儿子都要奉献给神。
According to God's will, the firstborn of every Israel family, shall be dedicated to God.
因为在旷野的，在埃及的时候，神拯救了他们的长子。
Because at Egypt, God has saved their firstborn.
所以每一家的长子都要奉献给神。
So they need to offer up all every firstborn of the family.
但是神就拣选了利未人来代替每一家的长子。
But God has chosen the Levites to substitute for all the firstborn in every household.
所以神在民数记的时候叫他们算利未人有几个。
In the book of Numbers, God has asked them to count how many Levites there are.
然后又算有多少个长子。
And then count how many firstborns there are.
结果差了几个。
And then there were some missing.
又叫他们把那几个赎出来。
And so they have to redeem the missing ones.
所以每一个利未人就代表一个长子。
Every Levite represents a firstborn.
所以利未人或祭司是我们的代表。
And so the Levites or the priests are our representatives.
这三件事代表什么意义呢？
What does these three things mean?
什么是帐幕？
What is the tabernacle?
帐幕有两个意义。
The tabernacle has two meanings.
帐幕一方面代表神的同在。
The tabernacle represents God's presence.
帐幕代表神的见证。
The tabernacle also represents God's testimony.
所以祭司或者说利未人，他们的工作乃是把神的同在带到百姓的当中。
And the priests are one who brings God's presence among the people.
或者说他们在这里把神的见证带到百姓的当中。
They also bring the testimony of God.To the people.
如果没有利未人的话
without the Levites,
如果没有祭司的话
without the priest,
以色列人换到一个地方的话神的同在就不在
when the Israelites move to another place, they will lose God's presence.
利未人就让神的同在一直在他的百姓的当中
the Levites will ensure that God's presence will be always be with his people.
这就是祭司的一个工作
this is one of the works of the priest.
当以色列人在旷野行走的时候，所有的东西呢，都要附上那个海狗皮的。
When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, everything shall be covered with the seal skin.
如果你站在山上看以色列人走的话
，If you are stand on top of the mountain and watch the Israelites move through the desert,
只有一样东西你可以看见。
You can only see one thing.
就是他们在牧那个会幕的时候，就一样东西是明显的。
And when they're walking, there's only one thing that is obvious.
就是那会幕，搬会幕的那些人。
That is those people who moved the tabernacle.
实在是是神列位人是把神的见证维持在以色列人当中。
The Levites keeps God's testimony to be among His people.
这也是这个大祭司的工作。
This is also the work of the high priest.
是把神的同在带在我们的里面。
To bring God's presence to us.
第二祭司成为以色列人的保护。
Second, the priest becomes the protection for the Israelites.
人有一个需要要跟神亲近。
Man has a need which is to draw near to God.
神也有一个需要要跟人亲近。
God also has a need to be close to the people.
但是因为人的软弱的关系人常常不能够跟神亲近。
But because of man's weakness, we cannot often draw near to God.
所以祭司就成为那个中间的一个保护。
And the priest becomes the mediator.
让人亲近神的时候有一个道路。
So that there is a way for man to draw near to God.
让亲近神的时候有一个方法。
And there's a method to draw near to God.
我们这些人如果没有这个大祭司的话我们也不能到神的面前。
Without the high priest, we cannot come before God.
另外祭司就是我们的代表。
On the other hand, the priest represents us.
如果我们要找一个人代表我们到神的面前。
If we want to find a person who can represent us to go before God,
我们再也找不到一个更好的人。
We cannot find a better choice.
基督神的儿子成为我们的代表。
Christ, the Son of God, becomes represents us.
当那个祭司是代表这个以色列人。
Of course, the priest represents the Israelites.
那个大祭司代表所有的祭司。
And the high priest represents all the priests.
所以那个大祭司呢，就代表所有的人了。
So in turn, the high priest represents everyone.
所以今天在属灵的里面，我们有一个代表。
Today, in a spiritual sense, we have a representative.
就是这位大祭司。
And that is this high priest.
为什么我们可以坦然无惧来到神的面前？
How can we come before God with boldness?
不是因为早上我们读了圣经。
Not because this morning we have opened the Bible and read it.
也不是早上我们做了很美好的祷告。
Or this morning we have offered a very good, beautiful prayer.
乃是我们来到神面前的时候，那里有一个代表。
It's because when we come before God, we have a representative here.
当我们有罪的时候呢，我们有一个代表。
When we have sin, we have a representative.
那个代表在神的面前为我们说了美言。
He stands before God and spoke beautiful words for us.
那个是我们坦然无惧的原因。
And this is the reason we can come to God with boldness.
所以如果我们来到神面前说我是坦然无惧的。
If we come to God and says, God, I am here with boldness.
但是我的心里没有想到这个代表。
But my heart did not consider this high priest.
那我们的态度就不正确。
Then our attitude is wrong.
如果没有这个代表的话那我们是恐惧战惊。
Without this representative, we will come before God with fear.
所以我们读旧约的时候我们常常有一个感觉。
When we read the Old Testament, we often find this thought.
为什么以色列人来到神的面前这样恐惧战惊呢
？Why does the Israelites tremble when they come before God？
为什么新约里面告诉我们要坦然无惧呢
？But why in the New Testament tells us that we can come to God with boldness？
这两个感觉都是正确的。
These two feelings are all accurate。
都是属灵的。
They're all spiritual。
我们应当是恐惧战惊。
We should tremble when we come before God。
但是今天有这个代表。
But today we have this representative。
那个恐惧战惊变成坦然无惧了。
And the fear and tremble has become boldness and confidence.
这就是那个大祭司的功用。
This is the function of the high priest.
所以这一章就告诉我们有一位大祭司为我们存留。
This chapter tells us that we have a high priest.
就像在旧约的时候他们有一个大祭司。
Just like in the Old Testament that they have a high priest.
在新约的里面神也给我们一个大祭司。
In the New Testament, God also gave us this high priest.
我们把这一章稍微这样分一下。
We can put this chapter in several sections.
一开始第一节告诉我们大祭司的功用。
Verse 1 tells us the function of high priest.
然后第二节从第二节到第十节告诉我们大祭司的特点。
Verse 2 to verse 10 tells us the special characters of a high priest.
大祭司有三个特点。
The high priest has three characters.
头一个特点他是体恤的。
First, he's compassionate.
这是在二节第二节到第三节。
This is in verse 2 and 3.
第二点讲到大祭司乃是神所呼召的。
Second, the high priests are called by God.
第三点讲到这个大祭司乃是一个受苦的。
Third point is this high priest suffers for us.
那我们来思想头一点，这个大祭司乃是体恤我们的。
Let's talk about the first point that he is compassionate.
这个体恤乃是大祭司最重要的一个特点。
Compassion compassionate is the most special character of a high priest.
因为他体恤我们的缘故，他才能够替我们做代表。
Because he has compassion for us, and so he can be our, he can represent us.
所以在神的面前，当仇敌对我们发出攻击的时候
，and when the enemy attacks us,
我们有一个人他了解我们的软弱。
We have one person who understands our weakness.
因为他自己在地上也成了肉身。
Because he was also born in flesh.
他知道人所有一切的软弱。
He knows all the weaknesses of man.
所以他能够替我们在那里替我们说话。
Therefore, he can speak for us.
他能够体谅我们这些人。
He understand our weakness.
我们人在第二节里面讲到有两个软弱。
In verse 2, it talks about the two weaknesses that men have.
一个是愚昧。
One is ignorant.
一个是迷失。
And one is the other is going astray.
我们人很少人觉得自己是愚昧的。
Not many people think that we're ignorant.
我们都觉得自己是聪明的。
We all think that we're very wise.
但是我们最软弱的一点乃是在我们的愚昧。
But our weakness is really in our ignorance.
因为我们不能够了解神的心意。
Because we cannot understand God's will.
但是另外一个缺点就是我们会走迷。
Our other weakness is that we often go astray.
这个走迷乃是这个愚昧的直接的一个结果。
And the going astray is the direct result of our ignorance.
一个人不知道他应该有的道路就是愚昧。
If a person who does not know his own way,That person is ignorant.
我们如果知道我们的道路，我们就是聪明人。
If we know our path, then we are wise ones.
我们就像羊一样，常常走迷。
But we're like sheep, often go astray.
但是我们有一个好牧人。
But we have a good shepherd.
我们的好牧人总是要把我们从迷失的道路里面转回来。
Our good shepherd often bring us back from astray.
我们想想看，我们迷失多少次
？How many times have we been lost?
我们多少次违背主的心意？
How many times have we been disobedient to God's will?
如果神来开启我们的话，我们实在是一再一再的违背神的道路。
If God comes and opens our eyes, we shall see that we have disobeyed Him so many times.
但是这个大祭司体会我们的软弱。
But the high priest understands our weakness.
他知道我们不过就是那个羊一样。
He knows that we're just like the sheep.
羊是很愚昧的。
Sheep are very ignorant.
因为他们不知道自己的道路。
Because they cannot remember their own way.
所以大祭司常常把我们从迷失的道路里面转回来。
And the high priest often bring us back from being astray.
弟兄姊妹们，这个体恤也是在我们当中一个很重要的一个特性。
When sister, this compassionate heart is also a very important character among us.
因为在新约里面，我们每一个人都是祭司。
Because in the New Testament, every one of us is a priest.
所以我们读这章的时候。要读到我们自己的身上。
When we read this chapter, we must read it to ourselves.
我们里面有没有一个体恤的心
？Do we have a compassionate heart?
我们这个人最缺少就是体恤的心。
A man often lacks compassion heart.
所以我们做丈夫的就不体会、不体恤我们的妻子。
Many husbands are not compassionate to their wife.
我们做妻子的也不体会我们的丈夫。
And many wives are not compassionate to their husband.
我们做父母的也不体恤我们的儿女。
Many parents are not compassionate to their children.
我们做儿女的更是不体恤父母。
And of course, the children are not compassionate to their parents.
如果我们是祭司的话。
But if we are priests.
我们事实上我们是祭司。
And we are priests.
我们应该求主把那个体恤的心坐在我们的里面。
We need to ask God to put a compassionate heart in us.
我们对弟兄姊妹有没有体恤的心
？Are we compassionate to our brothers and sisters?
当我们在神的面前蒙到一点恩典的时候
，When we receive grace before God,
我们就觉得其他弟兄姊妹都不行。
We think that all the other brothers and sisters are not good enough.
如果我们在神的面前有一点追求的时候
，If we have some pursuit, in us,
我们就觉得其他的弟兄姊妹都是退后。
And we think that we think all brothers and sisters have fallen behind.
如果我们在神的面前蒙恩的话
，If we receive blessing before the Lord,
求主把这个体恤人的恩惠给我们。
We pray that He will give us the gift of compassionate heart.
因为这是大祭司最重要的特性。
Because it's the most important character of a high priest.
今天也是我们心里面应该有的一个特性。
Today is also a character which we should have within us.
当我们看到别人的软弱的时候
，When we see other people are weak,
求主开我们的眼睛，看见我们自己的软弱。
May God open our own eyes to see that we are also weak.
这样我们就能够体恤别人。
Then we can be compassionate to others.
这是头一个特点。
This is the first character.
第二个特点是在第二节，在第四节到第六节。
The second character is in verse 4 to 6.
这个大祭司，没有人自己，可以要做的。
No one takes this, high priest upon himself.
亚伦并不是他自己要做祭司就可以做祭司。
Aaron did not become a priest because he wanted to.
而是被神所呼召的。
But God has called Aaron to be the priest.
同样基督也不是按照他自己的意思要来做大祭司。
And Christ did not become a high priest because of his own will.
乃是，在神的永恒里面定下来的旨意。
But it is God's will that set in eternity.
在，唯一有一点不同的，地方。
There is some difference.
在亚伦跟基督有一点不同的地方。
There is some difference between Aaron and Christ.
乃是亚伦只能够做祭司，乃是暂时的做祭司。
Aaron can only be a priest temporarily.
而基督乃是永远做大祭司。
But Christ is our eternal priest.
在地上的祭司常常要更换。
We often need to change the high priest on earth.
但是基督做我们大祭司乃是做到永永远远。
But when Christ is our high priest, he is forever.
所以这是第二个特点。
This is the second character.
没有一个人能够按照自己的意思来做祭司。
No one can become a priest according to his own will.
我们被神呼召做君尊的祭司，也不是按照我们自己的意思。
God has called us to become the royal priest, and it is not according to our own will.
并不是我们要做祭司，我们就可以做祭司。
It is not that today I want to be a priest, so I can be a priest.
乃是神在永恒的里面拣选了我。
But in eternity, God has saved us.
第三个特点乃是在第七节到第十节里面。
The third character is in verse 7 to 10.
他讲到这个祭司，他所经过的。
It talks about, the experiences of this high priest.
这里我们看见这个大祭司，有一个非常，重要的一件事。
Here we see a very important thing of this high priest.
就是在苦难里面学的顺从。
That is, he had learned obedience from what he had suffered.
如果神的儿子还需要来借着苦难学习顺从。
If the Son of God has to learn obedience from what he suffers,
那我们这些人岂不更是应该这样？
Then shouldn't all of us learn obedience from suffering?
我们不容易来经过这个学习。
It is very difficult to learn this lesson.
当我们碰到苦难的时候，我们总是来想为什么。
When we encounter sufferings, we often wonder why.
我们常常的信心在遇到苦难的时候就软弱。
When our faith encounters sufferings, we often become weak.
我们总觉得信心，应该换来祝福。
We always think that faith, obedience should, be exchanged with blessing.
我们总觉得我们的道路应该是亨通的。
We always think that our way should be very smooth.
如果，有一个人的道路是亨通的，如果基督的道路，是亨通的。
If Christ's life is very smooth,
或者我们还有理由，要求我们的道路是亨通。
Maybe we have a reason then to request that our life should also be smooth.
即使是神的儿子。
But even the Son of God.
即使是那个完全没有罪的。
Even the one without sin.
也即使是那神本体的真相。
Even the true image of God.
还需要借着苦难来学习顺从。
That he still has to learn, obedience from suffering.
那我们这些人是不是也应当这样？
Then what happened to the rest of us? Shouldn't we learn also?
基督乃是一个从起初就是一个顺服的人。
Christ was obedient from the beginning.
但是神还是量给他苦难。
But God still measures sufferings for his life.
我们这些人，从起初就是不顺从的人。
And for all of us, we are disobedient from the beginning.
我们岂不更应该来学习这个功课？
Shouldn't we learn, the, lessons even more?
这里说到他得以完全。
Here says that he is made perfect.
乃是经过这个顺服而得到完全。
It is because he has learned, obedience.
人离开完全是很远。
Men are far away from being perfect.
那怎么样人可以靠近这个完全？
And how can we come near to perfection?
并不是靠着知识的增加。
It is not by increase of knowledge.
也不是在神面前的服事。
It is not our services before God.
人的完全 乃是靠着顺服。
Man's perfection comes from obedience.
这是唯一的道路。
This is the only way.
人如果不能够顺服的话，人就不能达到完全的地步。
If man cannot be obedient, then we cannot be made perfect.
当基督经过顺服达到完全以后，我们看见有一个很好的结果。
And from obedience, that Christ was made perfect, we see a beautiful result.
圣经告诉我们，他成了得救的根源。
The Bible tells us he became the source of eternal salvation.
这是很重要的一个秘诀。
This is a very important secret.
我们每一天的生活里面需要这个神的救恩。
In our everyday life, we need God's salvation.
但是这个救恩的根源在哪里？
But where is the source of the salvation?
乃是从顺服里面出来。
It comes from obedience.
从顺服里面就得到完全。
And from obedience we have made perfect.
然后这个完全就成了救恩的根源。
And this perfection becomes the source of eternal salvation.
这个救恩就可以把我们从我们的苦难里面拯救出来。
And this salvation will lift us up from our suffering.
不但把我们自己从苦难里面拯救出来。
Not only save us from our own sufferings.
这可以成为那个根源。
But it can become the source.
这个根源可以带给其他的人许多的祝福。
And this source can also bring blessings to many others.
那个初熟的果子是怎么样？这后来的果子就是怎么样？
How the first fruit is like, and the rest of the fruit shall follow.
基督的道路是怎么样？我们的道路就是怎么样？
And how Christ's life is, our life shall be the same.
如果基督是借着这个道路达到完全的话，我们也要经过这个道路达到完全。
If Christ has come to perfection through this path, then we shall go through the same path.
然后后面就有一小段的经文是讲到我们的光景。
And then it talks about our conditions.
这一方面讲到大祭司的光景。
On one hand, it talks about the conditions of the high priest.
然后马上就讲到我们的光景。
And then it comes and talks about our conditions.
我们的光景是怎么样呢？
What is our condition?
他说看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教到里面，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。十二节。
It says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
这里就讲到一件事，讲到吃奶跟吃干粮这件事。
Here it talks about the two things. One is about needing milk, the other is solid food.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们都吃奶，我们也都吃干粮。
But since today we all have milk and solid food.
我们是吃奶比较多，还是吃干粮比较多？
Do we need milk more than solid food?
小孩到一岁以后呢，就慢慢吃一点干粮。
After the child has turned to 1 year old, the child will take more of solid food.
到两三岁以后呢，那干粮就比较多了。
And when he reaches 2 or 3 years old, will take more solid food.
到长大了以后呢，那个奶的那个分量就越来越少。
And when the child grew into maturity, it takes less and less of milk.
难道我们来回想我们自己的生命是不是这样？
Now let's think about our own life. Is our life this way?
我们那个奶跟干粮的比例是怎么样？
What is the proportion of our needing milk and to needing solid food?
今年的比例是怎么样？去年的比例是怎样？
What's the proportion last year and this year?
有没有那干粮的那个量有没有增加？
Have we increased in the intake of solid food?
这是一件事我们需要来认识。
This is something that we need to understand.
我们常常觉得那个圣经不是我们所能了解的。
We often feel that the Bible is hard for us to understand.
所以呢，我还不如就听别的弟兄姊妹讲就好。
So I should just listen to what other people talk about the Bible.
所以我们觉得这非常的好。
We think this is very good.
所以我们来到礼拜五的查经聚会的时候，我们就来听听弟兄姊妹有什么教导。
So we come to Friday night Bible study to hear other people sharing.
我们觉得非常的好。
We think this is very wonderful.
那个孩子喝奶的时候都觉得很好。
Because every child when he's taking milk, they all think it's wonderful.
所以呢，我们也觉得很好。
That's why we think the same way.
然后我们礼拜天来的时候，我们又来再听听弟兄姊妹怎么交通。
And when we come on Sunday, we again sit here and listen to the sharings of other brothers and sisters.
那我们也觉得很好。
We find all sharings are wonderful.
所以我们就预备了下礼拜五再来。
And so we prepare. We shall come again next Friday.
那我们每一个礼拜都觉得很好。
Every week we think it's very good.
我们不觉得这有什么不对啊。
We didn't think there's anything wrong to it.
我们很喜欢听别的弟兄姊妹交通。
We all like to hear other people's sharing.
但是神的旨意不完全是这样。
But this is not the God's will.
为什么神的旨意不是这样？
Why is it not?
并不是说奶不好。
It is not that the milk is not good.
因为奶是别人所消化过的东西。
Because milk is something that other people have digested.
但是每一个人都有他的限制。
But everyone has their own limits.
每一个人都是一个器皿。
Every one of us is a vessel.
器皿的大小是有一定的。
And the size of the vessel is limited.
我们当然要求神来扩大我们每一个人的器皿。
Of course, we need to ask God to expand our vessel.
但是我们因为人是人的缘故，我们都有我们的限制。
But because we're men, we have our limits.
所以神的恩典是没有限量。
But God's grace is without limit.
所以但是人的那个度量却是有限。
But our measure is limited.
所以没有一个人能够把神的所有的恩典都承受下来。
There's not any one of us who can completely take God's grace.
所以一个人只能做一点点奶的。
Everyone can only produce a little bit of milk.
有的人多一点，有的人多一点，但是都有限制。
Some will produce more or less, but we're all limited.
所以呢，怎么样可以让神的恩典更多呢？
So how can we increase God's grace?
就是多一点，多有一点人来做奶。
We need to have more people who produce milk.
在以利沙行了一个神迹，在旧约里面。
And in the Old Testament, the prophet Elisha has performed a miracle.
有一个寡妇很穷。
There was a poor widow.
那以利沙就说你有什么？
And Elisha said, "What do you have?"
我有一点油。
She says, "I have a little bit of oil."
他叫你的儿子去借那个器皿来。
She says, "Go ask your sons to borrow all kinds of empty vessels."
他们就拿了好多好多器皿。
So they brought in a lot of empty vessels.
以利沙就开始倒油。
And Elisha began to pour out the oil.
那个油是没有限量。
The oil is limitless.
看你有几个器皿就是了。
It depends on how many vessels you have.
他一直倒，一直倒，一直倒。
He began to pour and pour.
等到那个器皿没有了。
Until he ran out of the vessels.
那油也就没有了。
And the oil also ran out.
神的恩典就是这样。
God's grace is like this.
看到我们的器皿。
He sees our vessels.
所以今天呢，我们说啊，有一个人有器皿。
Today we say one person brought a vessel.
他把它带来了。
He brought the vessel in.
另外一个人有器皿把它带来了。
Another person also bring in an empty vessel.
就是两个器皿也是不够的。
And only two is not enough.
神倒油倒完两个就没有了。
After God poured and filled two vessels, that's it.
虽然我们的器皿都有大有小。
Even though we have a big, great or small vessels.
但是把它带来吧。
But we need to bring all of them.
大小没有关系的。
Doesn't matter how big or small they
are. 把它带来。
Just bring them.
然后让神来倒。
Let God fill them.
把他带到公民会里面。
Bring them to the communion meeting.
别的弟兄姊妹把他的大器皿带来了，你也把你的小器皿带来好不好？
When other brothers and sisters brought their great vessels, you also bring your small one.
你那个小的拿出来，今天我们就多一点蒙恩。
When you bring your small ones, today we have a greater chance of being blessed.
礼拜五查经的聚会的时候，你的器皿也带来吧。
At Friday night Bible study, bring your vessels too.
把它摆在中间。
Put them in the middle.
然后让神把他的恩典厚厚的倒在我们当中。
Let God pour down His blessing.
因为我们每一个人都是祭司。
Because every one of us is a priest.
我们都有我们的器皿。
We all have our vessel.
我们的器皿不管是大是小都是君尊的。
Maybe the vessel is big, it can be big or small, but they are all noble.
那个量不一样，那个值都是一样。
And the size is different, but the quality is the same.
所以我们不要把那个小的器皿藏起来。
Do not hide the small vessels.
像那个一千两银子那个人一样。
Just like the person with one talent of money.
很宝贵那个器皿。
He treasures the money.
就放在 safety deposit.
And he put it in a safety box.
那样的话，神的恩典不能临到我们当中。
That way, God's grace cannot come to us.
那个器皿如果不拿出来的话，那器皿就永远是那么大。
If you do not bring out your vessel will always be the same size.
就是同样的大小。
The same size.
我们需要让那个器皿慢慢的变大小。
We need to gradually let the vessel expand.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里 他鼓励我们，我们要学习吃干粮。
He encourages to take solid food.
我们不要觉得这个太难。
Do not think that this is too difficult.
事实上这一点也不难。
In reality, it is not difficult at all.
只是你一开始不要想一拿出来就是大金。
But just don't think that at the first you can bring out the great vessel.
这是我们的一个软弱。
This is one of our weakness.
我们看人家拿出来金好大。
We see other people's vessel, they're all so big.
那我们就想，我拿出来我要这么大。
And I said, when I bring out one, I need to bring the same size.
等我有一天到那么大的时候，我就拿出来。
One day when I have the same size, a big vessel, then I will bring it out too.
可是没有想到，那个是要从小变大的。
But you do not realize that it all needs to grow from smallness.
所以我们就有一点保留。
And that's why we kind of keep our vessels within.
属灵的事情都是这样。
Spiritual things are all this way.
我们有时候觉得，哎呀，我的祷告不太好。
Sometimes we think that my prayer is not very good.
没有一个祷告是不好的。
There's not one prayer that is not good.
没有一个祷告是神不喜悦的。
There's not one prayer that does not please the Lord.
没有一个赞美是神不喜悦的。
There's not one praise that does not please the Lord.
所以我们需要来操练这件事。
We need to exercise this.
让把我们的器皿拿出来，让神来做。
To bring out our vessels and let God do the work.
让神来修这个器皿。
Let God repair this vessel.
让神来炼净这个器皿。
Let God refine this vessel.
让神来充满这个器皿。
And let God fill this vessel.
让神来扩大这个器皿。
Let God expand this vessel.
然后我们就看到神的恩典在我们中间就增加。
Gradually we shall see God's blessing increase in us.
神的恩典是增加，乃是因为他在我们众人的身上的恩典都增加了。
God's grace increase among us is because His grace has increased every one of us.
我常常觉得我们不能够真正的明白神的道理，除非我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
I often think that we cannot truly understand God's way unless we are among brothers and sisters.
因为我们一个人的身上的恩典不够的。
Because our individual grace is not enough.
所以我们需要带到弟兄姊妹当中来。
Therefore, we need to bring to the brothers and sisters.
虽然有的时候我在你们中间交通的多一点。
Maybe sometimes I have more sharing among you.
但是我常有一个感觉，如果我不交通的话，我就不能够对神的话有更多的了解。
But I often feel that if I do not share, then I will not have more understanding.
如果我只是一个人读的话，我就不能够了解的更多。
If I just read the Bible by myself, then I cannot understand more of the Bible.
需要把神的话语拿到弟兄姊妹的中间。
I need to bring the word of God to brothers and sisters.
然后神的恩典借着弟兄姊妹每一个人身上的恩典，就让我们一同来明白神的话语。
And when my grace is combined with all the grace of brothers and sisters, then God's grace increases.
这就是这里面讲到一点关于我们的光景。
And this is where it talks about our conditions.
我们今天就交通到这里，我们有点祷告。
I'll sharing into it today. We'll have some prayers.
我们感谢赞美你成为我们的大祭司。
But we thank you because you have become our high priest.
在那里为我们代求。
And you intercede for us.
那我们可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
So that we can come to God with boldness.
我们求你，让我们每一个人常常愿意来到你的面前。
Oh, help us to be willing to come before you.
把我们的心放在大祭司的身上。
When we place our heart upon the high priest.
让我们可以常常来到施恩宝座面前。
So that we can always come before the mercy seat.
我们也谢谢你，让我们都成为这个祭司。
We also thank you for calling us to be priests.
你也拣选我们成为你那个可用的器皿。
You have also chosen us to be the usable vessel.
愿你的恩典更多临到我们的身上。
May your grace come upon us.
让你的丰富在我们的里面更加的明显。
And your fullness be revealed among us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Is that familiar to you?
这段圣经对你们很熟悉吗？
Last Sunday, our brother from Hong Kong shared in this passage.
上个礼拜，我们从香港来的弟兄为我们交通到这段圣经。
And we're not going to go over the same material.
我们今天不再重复所讲过的。
There are a lot of verses in this chapter.
但是在这章圣经有很多的章，有很多的经节。
And last week our brother shared the middle part of this chapter, and this morning we're going to just look at a few thoughts and 31st to the end of the chapter.
上一周我们弟兄与我们交通到中间的这段圣经，这张圣经，我们今天要交通从第31节到最后。
Matthew 25:31。
马太福音第25章第31节。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般。
And He will set the sheep on His right hand, and on the left hand the goats.
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Then the King will say to those on His right hand.Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
于是王要向那右边的说：“你们正蒙我父赐福的，来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。”
And now Jesus says why these sheep are going to sit on His right hand, beginning in the 35th verse. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry?And feed you, or thirsty, and give you drink.
一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃；渴了，给你喝
？”When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you?
什么时候见你做客旅，留你住，或是赤身露体，给你穿
？Or when did we see you sick or in prison?
什么时候见你病，或是在监里来看
？He will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch.If you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say also to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
王又要向那左边的说：“你们这位咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火。”
For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink.
因为我饿了，你不给我吃；渴了，你不给我喝。
I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me.Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, we did not see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you.
他们也要回答说，主啊，我们时候见你饿了，什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里，不伺候你呢？
Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say unto you,Inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不做在我身上了。
And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
这些人要往永生里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, again, as we open your word, we're thankful that we have a high priest.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。当我们打开你的话语的时候，我们要谢谢你，我们有一位大祭司。
We're thankful this morning, Father, you've already present yourself with us.
今天早上我们感谢你，今天我们同在。
And again, we have to ask for more mercy, more grace, in order for you to come into our midst, even for another period.
我们要向你求你更多的恩典，愿意你在这一段时候与我们同在。
But because of your compassion, you desire to do that.
因着你的延续，你喜悦这样子做。
This morning, Father, we say in our hearts, we are indeed thirsty, we are indeed hungry, we are naked, we are strangers, and we want your blessing.
今天早上天父，我们要对你说，我们是渴了饿了，我们是赤身露体，我们也是做客旅的，我们需要你的恩典。
Visit us this next hour.
来与我们交通。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣
的名。Amen. Last Sunday morning, I was impressed by the word that our brother shared in the middle of this chapter.
上一周我们弟兄的交通实在让我得到很大的帮助。
I was burdened by this word increase.
最近心里有个负担，就是要扩大。
For those of you who were not here, our brother shared regarding the one and the two and the five towns.
我们的弟兄上周与我们交通到有一千两银子的两千两银子和五千两的。
And in one word that came out of that lesson was the need for all of us to increase.
在上周所教上周的交通里面，让我们学习到一件事情，就是我们每个人都要扩张。
The Lord has all given us, as was mentioned earlier this morning, a vessel.
今天早上我们已经交通过，我们主都给我们每人一个小小的一个器皿。
And the Lord desires to pour into that vessel that there might be an increase or an expression of the Lord Jesus.
神愿意将他的祝福倾倒在那个器皿里面，然后我们能够彰显出来。
But the one talent man did not increase. He took it and he hid it.
那个拿了一千两银子，他并没有把它增加，他只把它藏起来了。
He first of all didn't think that he received enough.
他大概刚开始讲说他没有拿到足够的。
He was a little upset because one person had received two talents, another person had received five talents.And he was just a little vessel.
他心里有点不高兴，因为另外一个拿了两千两的银子，还有一个拿了五千两的银子，他只不过是一个小小的器皿。
And because of his own pride, he hid the little that the Lord had given him. Whether it's money, whether it's love, whether it's joy, it's peace, and multiply that.
上一周，弟兄也向我们有这样的挑战，愿意我们将神所给我们的，不管是时间、金钱。
And the burden that was laid on my heart towards the end of the message last Sunday, well, how do we increase?
在上一周交通里面给我的一个负担就是，那我们如何来使这些增加呢？
And I was reminded, well, read the rest of the story.
那我就那个弟兄就提醒我们说，叫我们再继续读下去。
So when I got home, I read the rest of the chapter.
所以我回家以后就把剩下的故事读下去。
And the Lord in this little passage, I think, gives us six wonderful words on how to increase.
在下面这段经文里面，神就给我六个字，让我们知道如何来增加。
In this passage we just read, has anyone figured out what the six words are?
在我们刚刚读过这段经文里面，有没有人已经知道是哪六个字呢？
I'll give you a clue. They're mentioned four times.
我给你们一点提示，就是那他们总共提了四次。
There are six words that the Lord in this short passage mentioned four times.
在这短短的经文里面，这六个字神提了四次。
What's the first one?
第一个是什么？
Hungry.
第一个是饥饿。
Second word.
第二个是
thirsty.
第二个是渴了。
Third word.
第三个是
stranger.
做客旅。
Fourth word.
第四个
naked.
赤身露体。
And fifth word.
第五个是
sick.
病了。
And the sixth word.
第六个
是 the Lord says here, and he repeats it four times, if you understand these six words,You will not be a goat, be a sheep.
在这边神把这六个词提了四次。若是我们能够明白这六个词，我们就不会是一个山羊，而能够成为一个绵羊了。
We have the privilege of entering into the right hand of the Lord, not the left.
我们就能够进入到神的右边，而不是在左边。
There are some facts regarding this story.
关于这故事有一些事实。
The first fact that we see is that Jesus is coming again.
第一个事实就是我们知道主耶稣要再来。
He's coming and he's going to rule over all.
他要再来，而且他要掌权。
We also see that all nations and peoples will be subject to Christ
我们要看到万国与万民都要聚集在他面前。
We also see in these few verses that there's going to be a time of judgment.
我们在这段圣经也看到将要有审判。
Jesus Christ himself is going to hold court.
主耶稣他要是那个审判官。
We also see that there are sheep and there are going to be goats, and these two are going to be separated.
那我们也要看见将要有绵羊也有山羊，他们而且要被分别出来。
In verses 34 and 46b, we see that there's a place of eternal life and inheritance, which we call the kingdom.
在34节跟40节里面，我们看到他为我们预备一个国，而且并要赐福给我们。
And also in that 46th verse, we see that there's a place of everlasting punishment.
然后在46节，我们也看到在有一个永刑。
These are the facts.
这些都是事实。
This is the background.
这些就是背景。
I would like to, before I go any farther though, just put a little disclaimer out. Got a word?
我愿意先声明一下。
We're not going to debate in the next few minutes that we have what are the minimum requirements to enter into the kingdom.
我们不愿意说来争论说我们要有怎么样基础的要求能够进到天国。
There's something about man that always wants to, what is the least I have to do to get an A?
在人的里面总是想说什么是我最少要做然后能够得到A 的呢？
What are the minimum requirements?
什么是最基本的要求？
We're not going to talk about that.
我们不会讲到那些。
We can debate that.
我们可以争论那些。
I think that there's a lot of answer right in John 3:16.
那我在约翰福音第三章十六节里面就有许多的答案。
Because in that verse, it simply says, For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. The Bible also says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. A lot of people believe. A lot of philosophers believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth. But believe means to trust.
It
means to trust with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our understanding. If we were upset this week about anything,We weren't trusting the Lord for that. But we have a high priest that we can go to, confess that, and be reunited. But in this chapter, this morning, we're going to just discuss the criteria that the Lord Himself, this is the Lord speaking, the Lord Himself has said is the criteria.To enter in to my right hand.
今天早上我们要交通到说主所说的几点如何来进入到他的右边。
Jesus, in these six words, in this passage, gives us the answer.
在这段圣经里面这六个词就给我们答案。
I think all of us maybe know these six words.
我们每一个人都知道这六个词。
But it's not again enough to know.
但是我们只是知道是不够的。
We must act, experience these words, and then act on those words.
我们必须经历这些词，而且把它行出来。
These six words are mentioned from Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪里。一直到启示录都提到这六个词。
First word is hunger.
第一个词是饿。
And I think that if we were to just have a raise of hands right now, give some examples in the Bible where it speaks of the Lord meeting the needs of the hungry people, it would, a lot of people would speak up.
就是我们问说，在座人就是能不能够举例说，在圣经里面神主耶稣如何来应应到应人的需求的话，我想很多人都会举手知道。
Probably the most familiar example is feeding of the children of Israel with manna.
那我们有一个最有名的就是神他用玛拿来供应以色列民。
In Exodus 16, don't look up the verse, just mark it. In Exodus 16, we have that story of the manna and meat in the evening.
我们在出埃及记第十六章，我们就会看到有玛拿供应他们，并且在晚上有肉吃给他们吃。
We come to the New Testament and we see the Lord Himself feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000.
我们在新约里面，我们又看到主耶稣他亲自来。喂饱五千人跟四千人。
These are all physical examples.
这些都是外面的一些例子。
And all these physical examples and stories in the Bible lead us to always a spiritual story.
这些外面的一些例子，实际的例子，就带领我们进入到一个属灵的实际。As
we were studying this morning, the tabernacle, the high priest, and the priest, all of those were pictures leading us to God and His Son, our great high priest.
今天我们早上交通到的会幕大祭司和祭司都是一个小引引我们进入到属灵里面，看见主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
And the same thing with this word hungry and feeding, we're always being led towards the goal.
饥饿跟饱足这两个词也是要带领我们进入更看见更大的。
And the goal in this case is found in John 6:33, where Jesus says, "I am the bread of life."
那这个要带领我们去的目标，就是我们在约翰福音三章里面看到说，主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
God also, we see all through the Bible, has made provision for us to experience this word thirsty when He gave the children of Israel water out of the rock.
在圣经里面，我们也看到说，神赐给以色列人水喝，就解决他们渴的问题。
And at the well in John 4, we see the counterpart, Jesus speaking to the woman at the well, "I am the living water. If you drink of me, you will not thirst again."
自己对那坐在井边的妇人说，我就是生命的水，喝了我就不会再渴。
God has always been interested in the strangers.
神是对做客旅的都是关心的。Let's
just look up one verse, Deuteronomy 10.
那我们看生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy 10.
生命记第十章。
17, 18, and 19. For the Lord your God is a God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty, awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. God says, "Therefore, love the stranger, for you too were strangers in the land of Egypt." The reason I wanted us to look at those verses, because we have clothing, we have food, and we also see this word stranger.
在这边有赐给他衣食，又有寄居的。In
Joshua 20, we see a city of refuge.
在约书亚记第二十章，我们看到那个逃城。
And one of the purposes for the city of refuge were for strangers.
这个逃城的目的是为了那些客旅的设立。
But then let's look at the counterpart in the New Testament, Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. The fourth word is this word naked. And we can go right back to Adam and Eve, and we see their nakedness, and what happened? God clothed them. He made provision for their flesh. Fifth word, sickness, the Lord visits us. That verse in Isaiah 53, I think, is familiar to all, where it says, by his stripes we are healed. And then, as we go through the Gospels, we see many times where the Lord meets the people that are sick and heals them. There's a verse, Luke 4:40, it says that he healed everyone that was in his vicinity. And we also see God's provision in the sixth word, prison. For example, bringing the children of Israel out of their bondage. In the 142nd Psalm, David writes about being in the cave, and he says, deliver me out of this prison. Joseph, at least a couple times, was delivered from an area of bondage. Out of the pit that his brothers prepared for him. Out of prison in Egypt. And of course, in Exodus 13, we see that beautiful picture of Moses leaving, and Joseph's, even his bones are delivered. We're being delivered out of Egypt. On Friday night, we've been studying Acts, and we see some wonderful times there where the Lord came and delivered or visited the apostles in prison.
在我们礼拜五晚上，我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们也看到主耶稣神他自己常常来看顾在监里面的那些使徒们，或者是救他们脱离监狱。
We see a couple examples of Peter being met by the Lord in Acts 5 and 12, and also Peter and Silas, or Paul and Silas, in Acts 16.
在《使徒行传》第五章十二节里面，第五章和十二章里面，我们看到彼得，神来应付彼得的需要，然后我们又看到后来又看到那个保罗和希拉，神如何帮他们领他们出监狱。And
each one of us can even think in our own particular lives the number of times the Lord has met us when it comes to sin, self, Satan and his power, and even the bondage of the world. As I was thinking of this, I was even thinking of many of the people, even in the underground, China, who in one sense are in a human bondage, but how the Lord meets them each day.
And
聚会的那些弟兄姊妹们，他们外面是受人的捆绑，但是神自己却来供应他们。
And you know, this is kind of an interesting thought. There are Christians who are in more bondage in the United States today. Christians, I said, in more bondage today than many brothers and sisters who are in the underground, say in China.
是很奇怪的一件事情，就是今天在美国有更多的基督徒，他们是落在一个捆绑里面，甚至于在中国那些地下教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
And the reason for that is that the Lord Himself is visiting them each day.
这个原因就是因为主耶稣他自己来看顾他们。
The important thing is not knowing this. I think what I just went through in these first few minutes is really something that everyone knows.
我刚刚所讲的大家都知道。
The important thing is that we come into the experience of what these six words are in our own life.
重要的是我们要进入这几个词的世界。
In this passage, we see that the requirement is that we administer food to the sick. Food to the hungry.
我们在这里面让我们看见，就是我们要供应那些饥饿的人。
Drink to the thirsty.
供应食水让那些渴的人喝。
That the stranger be taken in.
然后接待那些做客旅的。
And there's a lot of attempts today, even in the church, to do that without experiencing what God's provision has been for us.
今天我们在教会里面常常这样子做，却没有经历到神为我们所预备。
So first of all, brothers and sisters, each one of us must drink of the Lord Jesus every day.
第一个就是弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要每一天来喝主的血。
In John 6, he says, "Drink of my blood."
在约翰第六章里，他告诉我们说，要我们喝他的血。
Drink of my forgiveness.
喝他的赦免。
Drink of my life.
喝他的生命。
Eat my body.
吃他的肉。
These are criteria. These are priorities. These are things that have to be accomplished if we are to give drink and give food to someone else.
若是我们要供应要给别人食物，给别人水喝，这些事情是我们自己必须要先经历。
Our brother already mentioned in Sunday school, if there is nothing in us, then there is nothing to share with one another.
我们弟兄在主日学的时候已经与我们交通到，若是我们里面没有什么东西的话，我们就没有办法与弟兄姊妹交通。
We ourselves must not be a stranger to the Lord.
我们自己与神之间不能是一个陌生的关系。
The very purpose that you and I are on this earth is actually to become betrothed, married to the Lord Himself.
你我今天在地上的目的就是我们要与神与主有联合。
We're to become a companion.
我们要成为主的同伴。
That's why the Lord, all through the Bible, doesn't like this word stranger. He's trying to make us friends, not strangers.
所以在我们在圣经里面可以看见，神并不喜欢我们与他有个陌生的关系，要我们与他做朋友。
We also must experience not only companionship.But his clothing.
不仅我们要经历这个同伴的关系，而且他来做衣服给我们穿。
All through the Bible, we see that he has provided covering for us.
他一直为我们预备一个遮盖。
Our parents are our covering.
我们的父母是我们的遮盖。
The fellowship, this fellowship right here, the church universal is a covering for us.
在这个聚会就是我们的一个遮盖。
Your employment, your boss is a covering.
你的老板也是一个遮盖。
Even if your boss is a non-believer, Romans 13:1 says your boss is put there by the Lord Jesus, he forms a covering for you.
在罗马书一章十三节里面告诉我们说，即使我们的老板是一个不信主的人，他也是神亲手放在那边成为我们的一个遮盖。
Even our government is a covering.
我们的政府也是我们的一个遮盖。
Even a poor communistic government is a government. The Lord Jesus allowed that government to be there.
即使是一个共产的国家，一个政府，也是神允许他的存在在那边成为。
Without that covering, people will destroy themselves.
那也成为他们的一个遮盖，因为没有那个遮盖，人就会自己毁灭。
And as brothers and sisters, we're not to complain about that. We need to come in and appreciate that covering that the Lord has provided.
我们不要埋怨，我们要来感谢神，他为我们所预备的这些遮盖。
All of us need to honor our parents.
我们每一个人都要孝敬父母。
We could all stand up right now and tell 10 weaknesses of our parents.
我们每一个人都也许都可以站起来说，我们父母的十个缺点。
But God didn't say, honor your parents only if they're perfect.
但是神并没有告诉我们说，只有当你父母是完美的时候才要孝敬他。
God has provided that covering for us. He's also personally covered each one of us with the righteousness of Christ.
父母是神为我们所预备的一个遮盖，他并且自己亲自以他的公义成为我们的遮盖。
And when we experience that covering, then we can also then be a covering for others. We will be able to share.
若是我们自己能够经历这样的遮盖，我们也能够成为其他人的遮盖。
The next, the fifth, is this word sickness.
在下面一个词就是生病。
All of us must experience God's visitation during sickness.
我们在生病的时候都经历到神来看顾我们。
Obviously, we first of all gravitate again to the physical, thinking, I need someone to visit me when I'm sick, physically.
首先就会想说，当我生病的时候，我希望有别人来看顾我。
God does that. He is our healing.
神是这样子做，他是我们的医治。
It is true. By His stripes we are healed.
是的，是因着他所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
But more important, and much more important, is than physical healing, is the healing of our spirit.
比我们肉体身体上得到医治更重要的，乃是我们属灵里面得到医治。
All of us have little problems. If we don't now, we will when we get older, because this body is decaying.
我们现在也许没有什么问题，但是当我们年纪越来越大的时候，我们就会经历一些困难，因为我们的身体是渐渐衰败。
This is only a shell. This holds what God is after, and that is the spirit, the soul.
我们这个身体外面的身体不过是一个壳，里面的灵与魂才是神所要得到的。
The next area is this word prison.
在下面一点就是在监里。
Has the Lord lifted you out of bondage this week?
在这一周里面，神是否让你从你自己的捆绑里面被提升出来？
Does it take very long for your mind to put you into bondage?
是不是要花很长时间让你自己落入自己的一个捆绑里？
I think around Thursday of this week, the headline says that the economy is worse than ever.
礼拜四早上那个头条新闻就是说，经济是现在是在最糟糕的情况。
You know, if you were out of work and you read those headlines, it would be kind of a helpless and hopeless situation.
若是你现在已经失业了，然后你又看到这样子的新闻，真是落在一个绝望无望的情况中。
You know, Exxon has never provided $1 for one person on this earth.
但是你知道那个Exxon 这个公司，它没有为这世上每一个人付出代价。
Or other, all the other large companies in Houston, or small companies.
或者是其他任何大的或小的公司。
Every dollar comes from the Lord Himself.
每一块钱都是神所赐。
We're not to be in bondage to what the newspaper says.
我们不要因着报纸上所说的而成为我们的捆绑。
Or what our vain imaginations can come up with.
或者我们自己的幻想成为我们的捆绑。
So much is conceived in our mind, the sense of the mind.
有许多的事情都是在我们的思想里。
We look at a person and they have a scowl and we feel that that person has it in for us, is mad at us.
我们若是看到一个人，我们就以为他是生气了。
Isn't it amazing how just a little imagination can put us into bondage?
一点点的幻想就能够使我们落在捆绑里。
And again, this is why we have to go back into the Word and says, Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
让我们得到,
I think it's so fitting the first day of the week, which is today, that we come and we worship and we have a time of ministry before the Lord.
在一周第一天我们能够聚集在一起来敬拜神与神来服侍神。
What a perfect preparation when we can think that the next 6 days we're going to be in the world.
这是在我们未来六天要在这世界生活里面一个非常完美的一个预备。
I just might put in a little plug here, however. It's a long time to the next first day of the week, and it's important that we eat, drink, or clothe, are not strangers of the Lord Jesus during the interim.
到下一个礼拜还是一个很下个礼拜主日还是一个很长的时间，那我们在这个时候我们就要吃主喝主，让他为我们预备衣服，并且与他没有一个陌生的关系。
In the Old Testament, we see the sacrifices that are brought to the altar.
所以我们带到祭台前面的祭物。
And there's one word that always interested me, and that is the fat.
有一个最引我注意就是那个脂油。
You know, in 1990, fat isn't a good word.
在1990的时候，那个脂油并不是一个。
But praise the Lord, in God's economy, it's a wonderful thing.
但是感谢赞美神，因为在神这个确实一个很好的。
This in 1990 is just something that man has come up with. It's not stylish today. The fat in the Old Testament on that altar was the excess. It really represented the life of the person.
就是代表那个人的生命。
And when we come, even like this morning, to the table, it's important that there be some fat.
当我们早上来到主的桌子面前的时候，最重要就是我们要有带着脂油。
Hopefully, even from today, when we go out into the week, there will be some fat, some excess, some life in order to carry us.
也希望说我们在我们进入到 我们社会里面的六天生活的时候，我们也能够带着这些脂油。
The problem is, brothers and sisters, we stop right there to carry us.
但是常常我们的问题就是，我们就停留在这里，我们要来看顾。
And I finally got to our passage that we read.
然后我们才能最后就到了我们所交通的。
Because the passage that we have read today says that we are to do 6 things for others.
这个我们今天所读的经文里面是说，我们要做这六件事情是为着别人做的。
We're on often on such a lean diet of the Lord, we don't have enough for ourselves.
我们常常是在神的话语上常常减肥，所以呢，我们根本都没有足够的为了我们自己。
Much less for there to be a spillover onto others.
然后更不能够说有多余的来。
You know what Jesus is saying here in this chapter?
你知道主在这一段圣经里说什么吗?
Saying that we're to do 6 things in order to enter into His right hand.
他说我们要做六件事情才能够进入到他的右边。那这六件事情是什么呢?
We're to feed.
我们要喂养。
We're to give drink.
我们要给人水喝。
We're to take care of the stranger.
我们要接待寄居的。
Clothe the naked.
我们要给赤身露体人衣服穿。
Visit the sick.
要去探望那些生病的。
And visit those in prison.
也探望那些在监里的。
Where does that begin?
那从哪里开始呢?
Brothers and sisters, it begins right in our own family.
那就是从我们自己的家庭里面先开始。
A lot of times, even as parents, there is no excess to even give to our children.
即使在家庭里面，即使做父母的，常常也没有剩余的能够给他的孩子们。
Husbands have such are on such a lean diet they cannot give food to their wife.
做丈夫的，他们因为因着自己的减肥，他们甚至不能供应他妻子的需要。
And then, to say nothing of when we go to work tomorrow, we have nothing to give.
那我们到了工作的时候，我们根本没有任何东西可以给别人了。
Jesus backed up this word in Luke, 10th chapter.
在路加第十章。
Luke, the 10th chapter.
路加第十章。
Very familiar passage, the 25th verse.
第二十五节。
We have a lawyer. Remember 2 weeks ago when our brother from New York was here, he shared about a lawyer asking questions.
记得我们两周以前从纽约来的一个弟兄与我们交通到，有个律法师来问耶稣问题吗？
I don't know if this is the same lawyer here.
我不知道这是不是同样的一个律法师。
But it kind of sounds like it could be.
但是听起来好像是同一个律法师。
Because he's kind of interested in just a couple of questions. What is the most important commandment? And what is the second commandment?
他所注意的就是说什么是最重要的命令呢？然后那第二个命令又是什么呢？
And Jesus says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, with all your mind.
主就对他说你要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And he says also your neighbors.
然后主也对他们说你还要爱你的邻舍。
And so the lawyer comes back and he says, I think I got him here. What? Who are my neighbors?
然后那个律法师就回来说那谁是我的邻舍呢？
And then we have this beautiful story.
然后我们就有一个这个很美丽的一个故事。
And I think it's a true story.
我想也是一个真实的故事。
In the King James, anytime you see that word, a certain man, a certain woman,The word certain, translated here, indicates that there was a certain person.
在那个英文圣经 King James, 他的翻译里面，若是他说有某一个人的话，那就是真是有真实一个人那样子的一个人。
So Jesus says there was a certain man who went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
主就说有一个人他从耶路撒冷到耶利哥去。
This was a Jewish man.
这是一个犹太人。
And some,Robbers came upon him.
那有一些强盗来了。
They beat him. They took off his clothes.
把他打了，然后剥了他的衣服，然后就让他躺在路边。
And then a priest came by.
然后有一个祭司来经过。
It wasn't the type of priest that our brother was talking about last hour.
这并不是我们弟兄上一个小时所提到的祭司。
And there's an interesting word there. It says he looked at him.
那个祭司就看看他
And he went around the other side.
然后他就绕路走了
And then what happened? A Levite comes by.
然后就是利未人来了
Another person that's in this priestly line.
他也是一个人是在这个祭司的家里的
In the Bible, Luke is very careful with detail here. He saw him.
他看了他
And he went the other side.
他又绕着路走了。
Then a Samaritan came by.
然后有一个撒玛利亚人来了。
What is a Samaritan?
什么是撒玛利亚人？
Samaritans were half-breeds hated by the Jews.
撒玛利亚人他们是混合的民族，是以色那个犹太人所恨恶的。
He got down and he started taking care of him.
他就来照顾这个人。
He put wine and oil over his wounds.
他用油和酒。来抹他的伤口。
He clothed him.
他给他衣服穿。
He put him on his animal and he took him to the inn.
他把他放在他的驴子上，然后带他到一个旅馆里。
And it says there, and he cared for him.
在这边他说他照顾他。
And I think in that one phrase there, we see all six of these things being taken care of: feeding him, giving him drink. He was sick. He was in bondage. He was a stranger, definitely a stranger, half-breed. And the Samaritan took care of him.
在这个故事里面，这六件事情都包括了。那个撒玛利亚人给他东西吃，给他水喝，照顾他的伤口，然后他在落在一个捆绑里面，他也救了他，然后他是一个寄居的，他也给他衣服穿。
And if that wasn't enough, he says, "I'm going to go." He made provision. Take care of him. When I come back, I'll pay the bill.
然后他就跟那个旅店的主人说，我要走，但是你照顾他，当我回来的时候，我要补偿一切。
Jesus said, "There are three men. Which one was the neighbor?"
那主耶稣说，这边有三个人，哪一个人是这个人的邻舍呢
？And what does he say then? The last verse.
那他在最后一节怎么说呢
？What's the command?
他的命令是什么呢
？Go and do the same.
你们也照样行。
That's the word for us this morning.
这也是他对我们所说的话。
We don't have to be like the goats.
我们并不需要像山羊一样。
We can be like the sheep and have eternal life.
我们可以像绵羊一样得到永生。
I'm not talking about just life after death.
并不是只是一个死后的一个生命。
We're talking about God's life, the very life of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, patience of the Lord, right now.
而是指着神的生命，那个主耶稣基督的那个生命，它是有平安、有爱、有慈爱、有忍耐的一个生命。
Amen. Father, we want to just thank you again for the clarity of your word.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你这些明确的话语。
Father, you give no room for self-righteousness.
你不喜爱自义。
As we look at the requirements, Father, in these six words, we first of all have to admit there is no way that selfish, greedy, independent people could ever fulfill them.
当我们今天早上看这六个词的时候，我们必须要说我们自己是没有办法，因为我们是自私的人。
But you've made provision.
但是感谢你，你为我们有所预备。
You've given us food.
你给我们食物吃。
Your very body.
就是你的自己。
You've given us drink.
你给我们水喝。
Your blood.
就是你的血。
You found us when we were strangers.
当我们是为客旅的时候，你找到我们。
Naked and you clothed us.
我们是赤身露体的，你给我们衣服穿。
You found us, Father, when we were sick.
当我们病的时候，你来寻找我们。
When we were in prison, when we were in bondage, Father, you came and dwelt with us.
当我们在监里，我们落在捆绑中的时候，你来与我们同在。
We thank you this morning, Lord, Father, for your Son.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，为着你的儿子，我们感谢你。
Who is life for us today, tomorrow, and forevermore?
他带给我们生，他今天、明天，一直到永远都带给我们生命。
May we receive today so that we won't be like those goats cast into utter darkness.
愿我们今天就来接受，就不会像那些山羊一样被落在永刑里面。
May we this morning be concerned about the maximum requirements, Lord. Live up to the maximum requirements, not the minimum.
亲爱的天父，愿我们今天早上来思想到我们最高的你最高的需要是什么，而不是只是仅仅活在一个最低要求里面。
Thank you for what you've begun in us, please complete it.
我们为着你在我们身上所开始的工作，我们要感谢你，也求你继续成就。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名， amen.